Good afternoon and welcome to Newman Garetti Saints baseball here at McNichol Field, a home game for the Newman Garetti Saints as they take on the West Catholic Bears. West Catholic coming into this game without a win for the season, the second game of a home-and-home with Newman Garetti. Newman Garetti winning the other day by the score of 21-2 after an explosive 11-run second inning. West Catholic, a team, got to give them a lot of credit. They throw a team out there. They do have some rich baseball tradition at West Catholic. With the open enrollment and the combining of schools and just a switch of demographics in the city, running into some tough times, but still putting a baseball program out there. As I said, rich in tradition. Players like Mendek and McDevitt and Steve Sala. So there has been some players that come out of West Catholic, and these kids are out here playing. They would like nothing more today than the Roone Senior Day for the Newman Garetti Saints. Newman Garetti, on the other hand, the Saints coming in undefeated, starting the season, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, feeling that they were disrespected from their peers and some of the area sports writers, but that has all kind of simmered down. Now they are strictly business, en route to a state championship, what they hope. They've gotten what has eluded Coach Lou Spadassini since he's been coaching here at Newman for the past 5 years in a division championship with their win over that crazy win over Wood the other day. Last week, they were able to finally put that notch on their belt and get the Catholic League Blue division championship. They're coming in at 9-0 in the division, 15-0 overall. Couple more games to finish out the string for Newman Garetti, but right now there are some things that they are working with as far as their defense is concerned. Seems to be a little bit of a concern with the amount of errors and a little bit of a letdown, in particular a game against Gamp earlier in the week. Gamp, a crosstown rival where a lot of kids know each other, coming fresh off the Archbishop Wood emotional win. They were able to take that game but let Gamp hang around, so Coach Spadassini does have some concern. He's also looking at his pitching staff, and when you look at a team that's 15-0 with the two top guys in Joey Gorman and Joe Jeppe and 5-0 and 4-0 respectively, you say to yourself, well, what is the problem? Well, the problem is when you get into the PIAA playoffs and into the league playoffs, you may find yourself playing three or four games within the course of a week, and it's going to be real important, the health of the pitching staff. Coach Joe Messina, very experienced in that. Very experienced pitching coach, a pitcher himself here when it was the Newman Pirates. But ready to go for this game is Newman Garetti taking the field. They're in their home whites with their black sleeves, long pants all the way down to their heels, basically. But they take the field a little fired up on Senior Day, an emotional 15-minute or so pregame ceremony where Coach Spadassini really knows how to do it up. He brought a bunch of the youth organizations in uniform onto the field. He acknowledged his underclassmen before acknowledging the seniors and their families on the field. West Catholic, very gracious and very sportsmanlike in letting him go through that. Everybody's in place, and it looks like we're ready to play some baseball. Today's umpires behind the plate, Russell Lickfield Jr., and on the bases, Perry Petrone. Both are PIAA umpires. This is a PIAA contest. On the mound for Newman Garetti is Mike Zumzolk. Mike Zumzolk is the North Carolina Tar Heel to be. He's taking the mound as Coach Spadassini looks to find who his starters are going to be in the playoff rounds, as I was just saying, the West Catholic's lineup, so we'll be ready to go there. Zumzolk, you may remember, if you follow the team, gave up a lead in the seventh at Wood and then helped bring the team back in the top of the eighth and then shut them down in the eighth to get the win in that game. But Coach Spadassini going to be paying particular attention to Mike Zolk on the mound today. As the last pitch is thrown, the ball's gone down, and it looks like we're ready to play some baseball. Leading off for West Catholic, number 14 playing second base will be Eric Bradley. Batting second at short will be Blaze Scheidler. Batting third and pitching, Al Campbell. Batting fourth and catching, Rodriguez. Batting fifth and playing right field, another Rodriguez. DHing will be Matt Cessna for Jameer Eldridge. And then we have David Morton, Judron Ross, and Ian Johnson as we're ready to get underway. Newman Garetti Saints West Catholic here at beautiful McNichol Field in South Philadelphia. Bradley steps into the box. Zolk winds the pitch. High for a ball. Little up and out. Zolk, this is his first start of the year, and like I said, Spadassini going to be keeping a close look on him. There's the wind up and the pitch. Strike called at the waist. 1-1. Eric Bradley, an infielder for West Catholic, as I said, playing second base today. He leans and waves at an outside, low and outside pitch for the strike. 1-2 to the batter. Zolk seems like he's very anxious to get started and working very quickly. The wind up and the pitch. High and outside. Looks like he's going mostly with fastballs. May have thrown something a little off speed in the pitch he waved at. Here's the windup. And there's a line drive snagged by the second baseman for one out. Second baseman, little looper line drive. Joey Glennon backed up in the short right field. Snagged it for the out. No problems there. Blaise Seidler stepping into the box now, the shortstop for West Catholic. Zolk already winding with the pitch. Swing and a pop-up, out of play to the left side. 0-1 the count. Very quick worker Zolk is today on the mound. Maybe a little pumped up with senior day activities. The Saints very loose in the field. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like he fooled Seidler on that pitch. 0-2 to the batter. Takes the sign. The pitch. Swing. One hopper to Joey Glennon. Takes it. Throws it over to Akemi for the out. Two down here in the top of the first. You're listening to Saints Baseball here with the Wizard. The 15-0 Newman Garetti Saints versus the 0-8 West Catholic Bears. Two down, stepping into the box, Al Campbell, the pitcher for West Catholic. Here's the pitch. Swing and a gapper. Left center field, deep to left center field. A gapper looking two, maybe three. He's going to try for three. He's going to get in there with a stand-up triple. Jumped all over that thigh-high pitch from Zolk, drove it deep in the left center field. Outfielders could not close on it, and it's an easy stand-up triple for Al Campbell. West Catholic with their first threat here in the top of the first. Stepping into the plate now, the cleanup hitter, Mario Rodriguez, catching today. Two outs, runner on third. Seems the scouting report for West Catholic has to been jump on the first strike that you see. Zolk there trying to get up on the count, through the ball, right down the heart of the plate. Mario Rodriguez was having none of that, fouled it back, 0-1 the count. The pitch. Dead balls, he hits Rodriguez. And Zolk may need to take a deep breath here and get the senior day hype out of his system. This team, this Newman Garetti Saints, is a hype team between the pregame music and their love for the game. First and third, two outs, top of the first if you're just joining us. Pitch called for a strike. Another Rodriguez, Luis Rodriguez, batting now for West Catholic. He looks on the pitch. Foul ball, 0-2. So he's up on Rodriguez, 0-2. West Catholic with an early threat here, first and third, two outs. First two outs, both going to second baseman Joey Glennon. Zolk winds in the pitch, the runner goes. Strike three called, no throw needed. Zolk gets out of the inning. So after the first inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the first. West Catholic nothing, Saints coming to bat. We're back here at McNichol Field in South Philadelphia. West Catholic has a little bit of a threat in the top of the first with a triple by their number three hitter, Campbell. Only to be stranded. Zolk did hit a batter, making a first and third, but was able to get out of it with a strikeout looking. Taking the hill for West Catholic is Campbell, Al Campbell. As I said, West Catholic coming in to this game without a win. But looks like they did come to play today. The Saints coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. As we talked about in the pregame show, Saints do like to jump on people early and try to take care of business. First inning, not their best inning as far as run production is concerned, but they did put up 19 runs this year in the first inning. It seems the second and third seem to be where they do the most damage. And talking to Coach Lou Spadaccini before the game, he seems to believe that when they get around to the bottom of the lineup and back around to the top is when they seem to do the most damage. So the ball gets thrown down. Mario Rodriguez throws it down to second. And we're ready to get started with leadoff hitter Mike Zunzolk. The senior, as I said, committed to North Carolina. Going to be playing in the ACC for those Tar Heels. He's definitely the catalyst, the battery, the energizer bunny, the lead hitman, whatever you want to call him. But what he likes to be called is Zoom. So here we go. Here's the pitch by Campbell. Zolk takes high for a ball. 1-0. Probably no surprise Zolk's favorite team is the Yankees. I say that for the fact he seems to be a winner. Here's the pitch. Another pitch high and out for a ball. Coach Spadaccini speaks highly of him. Probably one of the shining jewels in Spadaccini's young coaching resume. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's low and in the dirt. Ball three. Campbell hasn't really given Zolk anything even to consider swinging at. First two pitches high, the third one down low. Wind up the pitch, and that's high and outside. So it looks like Campbell may be a little bit uptight himself, being high with three out of those four pitches. Newman Garetti going with the speed up runner here. Let's see who we got out there speeding up for Zunzolk. Looks like number 21. Justin Ray, the senior. So Lou Spadaccini getting the seniors in the game. Batting second, got center fielder Joey Gorman with a runner on first. Nobody out. If you're just joining us, bottom of the first. No score. West Catholic did have a runner on third with two outs. Couldn't get him across. Here's the pitch. Look back over to first. Ray dives back safely. No throw. Here's the pitch. That's outside for a ball. Gorman seems to be a guy that likes to have fun, judging by the nicknames here. Joey Dallas, Final Gormanation, or just plain and simple Gorman. One-o pitch, swing, and it's a ground ball to the left side. Through for a base hit. Ray looks to go to third. Ray will go to third. Good base running there by Justin Ray to speed up as Joey Gorman puts one through the right side for a base hit. So Newman already has something going here early. For the third hitter, shortstop junior Marty Benafro. So we got first and third here. Nobody out. A walk and a base hit, clean base hit through the right side. Right fielder not throwing the ball to the cutoff and it costing him an extra bases. Justin Ray didn't even look, just kept on going. And there goes Joey Gorman. The first pitch is hit. Gets by the third baseman. Dead ball into the crowd down there at the third baseline. And it looks like the Saints are just the wrecking crew hit machine is out. With another clean hit, hard hit ball to the left side. Went off the third baseman. Hard to say if the third baseman actually had a legitimate play on that ball. But hard hit, ricocheting into the crowd, but Justin Ray does score for Zoom Zolk, and it's 1-0 Newman Garetti. The cleanup hitter, left fielder, Jimmy Kerrigan, up to the plate. Freckled Jimmy. Here's the pitch. That's up high for a ball. Dead ball into the crowd down there. Big crowd today. I'm going to say there's about 200 people here for a high school baseball game on a beautiful, simply beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Here's the windup and the pitch. There's a swing, and there's another ball laced down the left field line, going to roll all the way to the fence. As the youngsters dive out of the way, Kerrigan looking three. As it looks like there's some confusion if the ball may have gotten under the fence or tangled up out there in left field with the youngsters. Home plate umpire Lickfield goes out to his base partner, who takes a jog out to left field. And it looks like Kerrigan is going to be sent back to third base. That are sending him back to second base on a ground rule double. So not too familiar with the ground rules here, but with nobody out in the top of the first, it's already 3-0. West Catholic hasn't even come close to registering what would be an out. So it's looking like it's a tough start for pitcher Al Campbell. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. Josh Ockamy, the freshman, and Coach Battistini has nothing but high praise for Josh as Kerrigan leads off of second base. Ock is probably the future. You're probably looking at the future. The start for Coach Battistini as a freshman is saying a lot. Looks at the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing, and he gets under it a bit. Straight up in the air. Looks like it's going to be out of play. It is out of play as it hits a tree out there on 25th Street. Beautiful day, beautiful field here in the middle of the inner city. If you were never down here in this part of South Philadelphia, we're at 25th and Moore Street. Field beautifully manicured by our friends at Diamonds in the Rough. Greg Winter does a hell of a job with this field. Infield groom, grass is cut. He looks the pitch down in the dirt. Shortstop for West Catholic, trying to go back and forth to keep Kerrigan close, but Kerrigan having none of that. Just a typical banner that goes on between a shortstop and base runner. Here's a pitch. Ockamy gets under that. It's the short center field. It looks like it's going to be trouble. The shortstop all the way out into center field. Center fielder never moved. I don't know if he lost it in the sky as I was about to describe you what a beautiful day it was. Definitely an eye black high sky type of day. A couple clouds in the sky. They have the backing on the cage, so he may have just lost the ball in the high sky or may have not just been paying attention. Now batting the DH, Dom Reverso. And there goes Ockamy. Reverso swings. Hit and run on as Coach Cardella praises Ockamy for moving on that pitch. Reverso swung through it. 0-1. Here's the pitch. That's high and tight for a ball. 2-0. Saints runners at second and third. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the first. 3-0. Three runs already across for the Saints. Here's the pitch. That's taken inside as the catcher tries to frame it. Home plate umpire was having none of that. Mario Rodriguez there behind the plate for West. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, and he gets it up in the air. Center fielder again has trouble, but gets under that and runs too far in. At least one run's going to score. And Ockamy had to hold up to see if the ball was going to be caught. But good hustle there by Reverso, getting all the way to second base on the muffed fly ball by the center fielder for West, Dujon Ross. So Ross seems to be struggling. I don't know if he's struggling with the high sky, but That's two in a row. He is listed on the roster as an outfielder, so he seems to be playing in position. So, again, the Saints with second and third. Reverso makes it to second on the muff fly ball. Here's the pitch to catcher Nicky Nardini. That's high for a ball. So West Catholic came out in the top of the first, seemed interested in this game, but all of a sudden seems to have some lapse in the outfield as a pitch called for a strike on the outside corner at the knees. 1-1 to Nardini. Here's the pitch down in the dirt, 2-1. I would just be anxious to know if Ross is just having a hard time seeing the ball, and I guess we won't know until a ball's hit to the center fielder for the Saints, although this is their home field. Here's the pitch. A little bit high. Ball breaks high. 3-1. Bad throw back to the pitcher by the catcher. It just seems now that West Catholic is slowly losing interest in this game. A little bit of disgust, a little bit of frustration. They did have a runner at third with two outs in the top of the first. The pitch. That's way outside for a ball, and now the Saints have the bases loaded. So Nicky Nardini draws the walk. That'll bring up sophomore second baseman Joe Glennon. West Catholic coach Keith Manning calls time. Goes out to talk to his pitcher, Al Campbell. The Saints have been doing this all year to teams. I mean, if they get you early and they put you to sleep, it's basically what it seems to do. And when I mean put you to sleep, I'm talking put you to sleep in the sense of putting you in a sleeper hold and getting you to submit. But they're already down to the number 8 spot in their lineup in sophomore second baseman Joey Glennon. Newman's already got 4 on the board. They got 3 on the bases. And the number 8 hitter, Joey Glennon, bat. Campbell winds the pitch. That's high for a ball. Joey Glennon, a Phillies fan, likes to be called Jack. Seems to be a 4-for-4 as far as Philadelphia is concerned. Here's the pitch. He bounces at one. Akami has to hold the third. He's not going anywhere. Joey Glennon, or Jack Glennon, another one of the DVYAA products here at Newman Garetti. Here's the pitch. Swings at that one, and he fouls it back out of play. 2-1 count. As I was saying, beautiful day. As I sit here from my right field vantage point, you can smell the freshly cut grass. Can almost feel the dirt. West Catholic in their navy blue with their gold piping. Two-color white on gold letters. Here's the pitch. A little bit high. 3-1. And Campbell now starting to show a little disgust up on the hill. The Saints come out here very loose before the game. Here very early. Festivities. Here's the pitch. And that's high, and they're going to walk a run in. Not what West Catholic needed in the bottom of the first inning, but Akami crosses the plate on the walk to sophomore Joe Glennon. So number 9 hitter, John Snyder. Snyder, one of those seniors that Spadassini speaks so highly about. Here's the pitch. He swings and he hits a ground ball to short. Shortstop picks it up. Routine play. First baseman comes off the bag on a bad throw by the shortstop, and it just continues to pour here for West Catholic. That was a routine ground ball to the shortstop. He could have had any base. He chose to go to first, and it cost him dearly as Reverso crossed the plate, and now we're around in the lineup, and this is not what you want to see. You don't want Zoom soak up air with the bases loaded when you're having a bad inning. Still nobody out here in the first. Oh, and Zoom Zolk just hits a bomb to right field. The right fielder keeps going. That ball is deep, deep into the gully in right field, and it looks like Zoom Zolk is going to have himself a grand slam. Here's the throw to the plate, a strong throw. Catcher muffs the ball, a strong throw by the cutoff man, the second baseman for West Catholic. Eric Bradley took the cutoff throw from right fielder, Luis Rodriguez, and looked like they had Zolk dead to rights as Zolk was turning third base. As I look at it again and see where the ball was thrown from, I mean, Zoom Zolk hit that ball. He jumped on that first pitch and had to hit that ball about 360 feet dead to right field. The right fielder did get a good jump on it. Here at McNichol Field, there's a little bit of a gully. The right fielder, Rodriguez, went back after the ball, got the cutoff in to Eric Bradley, and it seemed like that they had him dead to rights at the plate. But the ball was muffed by Mario Rodriguez, and Zoom Zolk goes in standing up and clears the bases as the Saints get four more across. And this is not what I was hoping for today, but I was and I wasn't. I mean, I wanted a little bit of a game for all you guys listening out there. But right now, we're looking at 10-0, bottom of the first, Newman Garetti. And it's all business. West Catholic had two muffed fly balls to center field, a muffed ball by the catcher. West Catholic has no choice but to go to a pitch and change. They're going to bring in Blaze Schuyler, the shortstop. He's now going to take the mound. Nobody out. It's like we're starting all over again. The Saints up 10-0. And it looks like David Morton is going to move in to play shortstop. Let's West move some positions around here. I'll get them for you in a minute. No, they just moved. They just flip-flop positions. Eric Bradley goes from pitcher to shortstop, and the shortstop, Blaze Schuyler, now on the mound. Down 10-0. Mop-up duty in the bottom of the first. As I look, and I think Newman has already made changes. And they have pitch inning for Joe Gorman, number 21, Justin Ray. And he's hit by a pitch. So already changes being made. We got a pinch hitter. Justin Ray comes in. Another one of those seniors on senior day. Lou Spadassini ensuring the seniors get in the ballgame. Justin Ray gets hit by a pitch, and now he finds himself on first. We might have another pinch hitter here. Spadassini emptying in the bench in the bottom of the first. And we do have another pinch hitter up here. Get it for you in a minute. Looks like the pinch hitter up there is number 16, Chris Miller. Another senior. So already Spadassini up 10-0. Basically sees the writing on the wall. That this looks like it's going to be an early day. Emptying out his bench, getting them seniors in here some playing time. He needs to be commended for that. It's the right move. Up 10-0 here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. And Miller gets hit with a pitch. So we got back-to-back hit by pitches. First and second, nobody out. And it just continues to pour for West Catholic. Schuyler kicks the dirt in disgust on a mound. Let's see who's... Jimmy Kerrigan, doubled his first time up in this inning. Sounds funny saying that. Schuyler whines. Here's the pitch. That's a ball down in the dirt. And it looks like Newman has already put the leashes on the dogs. Here's the pitch. Another pitch gets by Rodriguez. So West Catholic now looking disinterested, like they're ready to go home. Looks like Joey Gorman's down in the bullpen. He may be coming in to pitch. Zoom Zolk may be done for the day. We'll have to see. It's been a long inning. Battistini trying to keep the Saints interested in this game. Here's Seidler winds. He looks at the runner to pitch. And that's ball four. So here we go again. Bases loaded. Still nobody out. We're only in the bottom of the first. Battistini, as I said, emptying the benches. Pitch hitting Elijah Resnick, another senior. I'm sorry. Not common in a high school baseball game in the bottom of the first to see a team empty in their bench to get people at bats, but it's the right thing to do in this case. The Bears are completely overmatched as the youngsters here in right field heckle the right fielder. 2-0 to Resnick. Bases loaded. If you're just joining us, Newman Garetti Saints up 10-0, no outs, bottom of the first, the pitch, and there's a strike called. It's like Seidler threw a little bit of a breaking pitch. He came back with the same pitch that he threw before that, low for a ball. He brought it up a little bit, and the home plate umpire gives it to him. Here's the pitch. Swings, could be two. Flips the second for one, back to first, double play. Oh, wait. He beats it out. The big fella beats out the throw to first. But they do get a force at second, so fielder's choice for Resnick. Another run comes across. But West Catholic does get an out on the fielder's choice. Should have probably been a double play. Bradley flipped it over. Campbell, I should say, flipped it over to Bradley. One out, runners at first and third. So we have the Saints, it looks like, going with another pinch hitter. Mario DeFebo is batting for the DH, Dom Reverso. Here's the pitch. DeFebo hits it. Second base, that might be two. There's the flip to second for one. Safe as the first baseman comes off the bag. So another run is plated. As Miller crosses the plate, Resnick is forced at second on the fielder's choice. But DeFebo knocks in a run on the fielder's choice. Bradley flipped that over to Campbell. Campbell made the throw over to first. But pulled first baseman Ian Johnson off the bag. So two outs here. 12-0 Saints. Bottom of the first. It's been all Saints offensively. Dave Kinney pinch hitting. It's one foul. Hard and foul down the third baseline. So I believe if I look here, we're in the bottom of the first in a 12-0 game, and all the seniors are in the game. So that's a good thing. Long inning here. Long inning. He winds the pitch. Strike called on a breaking ball. Runner on first, two outs. 12 runs across for the Saints. Swings at a ball in the dirt. Catcher drops the third strike. Throws it down to first. Ball gets by. So Kinney strikes out. Catcher drops the ball. Softly throws it down to first base, only to find the first baseman muffs the ball. So now we have first and second, two outs. Pinch runner in the game for Kinney. Joe Jepp will pinch run at first. So Kinney, it'll go down as a strikeout and probably an E2. I would give it an E2. Joey Glennon now up, the sophomore, getting some at-bats, and he laces a line drive right at the center fielder. The center fielder had no problem with that one as Ross was playing imperfectly. So finally, West Catholic out of the inning on a hard-hit line drive to the center fielder by Joey Glennon. So the Saints almost spin the lineup around twice, and they play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They play 12 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 12 runs on 5 hits, a couple hit batters. Mix in some walks and an error. And the pitcher did actually have a strikeout in that inning, but it was the error on the second baseman that kept the inning alive. So there's all kind of changes out there here now on the top of the second. The top of the second, we'll see Cessna, Morton, and the center fielder Ross coming to play for West Catholic. As Spadacini said before the game, not a surprise to see Zolk back on the hill. Spadacini really concerned with what he's going to do with his rotation come playoff time, which is in a week or two. Once it gets Zolk some innings, once it gets him some conditioning on the hill, and right now in a good spot. Although some could say it's hard to pitch when people are disinterested or when you have a lead that, such as 12-0 in the top of the second. There is a mercy rule in PIAA if you're thinking about it. They are going to have to play 3 innings, 15 runs in 3 innings. It looks like Newman Garetti is going to have no problem getting to the 15 runs. As the pitch is thrown down to the second baseman, Joey Glennon. And it looks like we're ready to go. We're in the top of the second. It's been all Saints, although West Catholic did have a little bit of a spark with first and third, two outs in the top of the first. They got nothing. And the Saints just came back and put up 12 runs. So it's 12-0 top of the second. It's Matt Sneston, the DH for Jameer Eldridge, takes the box. Here's the pitch by Zolk. Swing and fouls it all for strike one. So the Saints now with that 12th spot in the first. This year in the first inning, they have scored 31 runs. As Cessna fouls another pitch off, 0-2. 31 runs in the first inning. Pretty impressive. If you're playing our Saints here, you're going to have to get on them early. Here's Zolk, the 0-2 pitch. Swing at a pitch in the dirt. Catcher drops the ball, runs out, throws it down for the out. So it looks like Elijah Resnick now in at first for Josh Ockamy. So they move people all around. Let's see who we got back behind the plate. I know they pinch hit Dave Kinney for Nicky Nardini, and it may be Kinney in there. So one out, we got Dave Morton. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Zolk seems to be all business. Like, doesn't look like he's thrown particularly hard from my vantage point. But other than that first batter, he seems to have settled down. Here's a pitch, and there's a base hit. So David Morton lashes a base hit, and this, as I say, Zolk has seemed to settle down after that first hitter. Morton takes an 0-1 pitch and lashes it through the hole to left for a base hit. Jujuan Ross, the center fielder, had a hard time out there in the bottom of the first. He bats now with a runner on first. A pitch, swing, and a foul ball called. Good hop by the catcher, Dave Kinney. The get out there and try to buy that fair ball. So it's 0-1. 12-0 in All Saints. Top of the second. Morton leads off the pitch. Swing and a miss by Ross. Swing right through that one. Morton leads off first. Salk knows he's here, but doesn't seem too concerned. Here's the pitch to Ross. Swing, and it's a ground ball to second. Glennon flips the short for one. Back to first. Wild throw. They do get the force. As the shortstop, Dean DeJesse, took the flip from Glennon, rushed the throw. Had no chance to get the speedy Ross. So we got a fielder's choice. Two outs with the speedy Ross at first base, the bottom of the order. The pitch and a strike called 0-1. Ian Johnson, the first baseman, in the box for West. Zolk looks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. 0-2 to West. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing, and Johnson just feebly swings at that pitch. Zolk out of another inning, but not before West was able to get a hit and a base runner. So West turns their order over one time, and as we go to the bottom of the second, Saints 12, West nothing. We're back here at the bottom of the second. Coming up for the Saints, or at least scheduled to come up, John Snyder, the senior, Mike Zumzolk, the senior, and then Justin Ray, the senior. So we got three seniors on senior day come up in the bottom of the second. All Saints, 12-0. West does have two hits in the game. They have a triple in the first, single last inning. Big crowd here, simply a beautiful day. Music playing, hot dogs cooking. Another little league team showed up, looks like a CYO team. Parents are here, everybody in a good mood, and what's not to be in a good mood here with Saints baseball? 12-0 lead, all business, looks like they're going to keep the goose egg in the L column. Joe Jepp leading off, takes a curveball for a strike. Scheidler staying in the pitch here in the bottom of the second. Joe Jepp leading off, as I said before. Then he's hit by a pitch as he turns in, and the breaking ball does not break. He's hit by a pitch. So, again, nobody out with a base runner. Zolk pitching and staying in the game. Here's the pitch. Strike called. So it looks like Scheidler's mixing it up a little bit with some off-speed stuff. Jepp on first base. Don't look for Newman to do much here on the bases. Here's the pitch. That's inside and low for a ball. 1-1. This is a situation in a game when you have a team under control, you call off the dogs. And it looks like Spadacini will call off the dogs. The wind up and the pitch. That's outside. 2-1 to Zolk. Zolk today with a walk and a grand slam, although a good relay throw from the second baseman and the catcher Rodriguez, which was muffed. Zolk was safe at the plate. Another breaking ball low and inside below the knee. Scheidler does not like the call. Goes back on the mound talking to himself. 3-1 to Zolk. Pitch. Swing and a foul. Down the right side, first base coach Phil Cardello rubs it up. So full count to Zolk. We'll see what he does on a full count here. Pitch. Swing and a hard ground ball to second. Second baseman muffs it. Has only one play to first. Then he muffs the throw to first. So two errors on one play there. by the second baseman. First and second, nobody out. Error on the second baseman. The pitch, swing and a ground ball through the hole on the left side. As I said, Battesini calling off the dogs here. And it's the right thing to do. It's the classy thing to do. Jep would have scored easily on that hit to the left fielder. Justin Ray, after being hit by a pitch on his first at bat, puts one through the left side for a base hit. Another pinch hitter for the Saints. Well, it's number 10 at the plate. The Dominic Reverso was in. He swings at the pitch, ground ball to short, the second for one. Second baseman will hold on to that one. So fielder's choice, run batted in. I don't think that's Reverso. As Jep scored on the fielder's choice. First and third now. The ground ball down the line, rolling all the way to the fence. Going to be a ground rule double. A ground rule double for Anthony Adams. Anthony Adams coming into the game pinch hitting. Anthony Adams pinch hitting for Jimmy Kerrigan. Ground rule double down the left field line. Fair ball hit right by me down the right field line by Resnick. Resnick's going to have two. Resnick with a stand-up triple, two RBIs for him. As Adams scores. So four more runs, bringing it up to 16. Mario DeFebo now, back up at the plate. The pitch to DeFebo, low for a ball. We do have one out here in the inning as the Saints continue to hit. My scorecard's already all scratched up. The coach and staff empty in the benches, and rightfully so. DeFebo to Junior, DH, first baseman, catcher, another 4-for-4 guy. DeFebo hits a fly ball to left field. Left fielder under it, takes it. They do not tag Resnick on that. So two outs, DeFebo flies to left field. The left fielder, David Morton, who has one of West Catholic's hits underneath of the ball for the second out. Dave Kinney takes a pitch, swings at the first pitch. It's one of them knuckleballs, gets by through the pitcher, and he beats it out. An infield hit for Dave Kinney. Resnick scores. And I'll tell you, when it rains, it pours, but it is an infield hit. Dave Kinney hustles it out, gets the RBI. I guess now it becomes who doesn't want to make the last out. As we got the speed up in, as Kinney is catching. Brother Joe Kinney now batting for Joey Glennon. It's like Nick Simon, the speed-up runner. Takes a lead off of first with two outs. Here's the pitch. Lazy fly ball to left field. Left fielder went back on it first. Comes in, makes the catch. So if there's a such thing, West Catholic does get out of it with minimal damage. So they get six more, and if my score's right, I have 18-0 Saints. It's all Saints all day as we go to the top of the third. There's a possibility with the PIAA mercy rule. This could be the last half of an inning. Let's see if Zoom Zolk is taking the hill. Yes, he is. It looks like Coach Joe Messina, the pitching coach, wants to get a little stamina, get a little pitch count up. See how he handles pitching under these circumstances. You know, it's easy as a coach to tell a team, go out there and play like it's nothing. But in a game like this where everybody's hitting the ball, the entire starting lineup for the team is out of the game in the second inning, it looks like every place in the lineup did score a run, did cross the plate. So it's real tough to stay motivated. As there's wholesale changes made out in the field, and if a play gets hit to the fielder, I will let you know. It looks like Justin Ray is now in right field. In center field, we have number 5, Joe Jepp. Looking out to left field, looks like we have number 25 in left field, Anthony Adams. So the whole outfield has changed. In the infield, we got at third base number 19 at third base, Joe Kinney. Now playing at shortstop, number 11. I believe there was a roster change on that one. But number 11 is Dean DeJesse. Playing at second base, we have number 10, Dominic Reverso. And playing at first, we have Big Elijah's playing first. Elijah Resnick. So here we go, top of the third. Zoom Zolk getting some work in now. Here's the pitch. Ball high. I'll tell you, being an umpire, it's tough to stay in a game like this, especially behind the plate. You want to lose the urgency to, and there's a strike called. Zoom Zolk looks like he's warming up a little bit now. A little bit more velocity on his pitches. He seemed to slow down his pace. I'm wondering if Coach Joe Messina told him to do so. There's a pitch that's low. Looks like he had a little something on that by the motion of his arm. But 2-1 to count. West Catholic back at the top of their order. Here's the pitch. Swing, and there's a line drive. And nobody's going to get that. That's deep to center field. It looks like he's going to tag them all, and the shutout is going to be over. As the relay comes in, and it's going to get by DeJesse, and a run will score. And there's a home run for West Catholic, and there is a bright spot for the Birds. As that ball was hit deep to center field, the center fielder, Jepp, had no play on that ball but to turn around and run after. He tried to get the relay throw in, but there was going to be no play at the plate. And that's a home run on a deep drive to center field by West, and they get up on the board and break the goose egg. So Everett Bradley with a deep shot for the Birds, putting them on the board. Here's the pitch by Zolk. Straight call, this pitcher Scheidler. Blaze Scheidler came in to pitch. Seemed to calm things down a little bit, if you want to call six runs a little bit. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. So that home run seems to have put a little life in the West Catholic, at least what's left of this game. What's going to be tough here is the pitch by Zolk. And that's slow. What's going to be tough to gauge now for Joe Messina and Luis Battesini is they wanted to get Zolk a look and get him ready for the playoffs. I understand that. But he's been hit around pretty good. And when I see pretty good, as he gets Scheidler to wave at an outside pitch for an out call. Now you say, well, how could you say he's been hit around pretty good? Well, you got that deep ball to center field for the home run. You had a triple to left field by who's batting now, Al Campbell. You had a base hit by David Morton. You had a fielder's choice. So West Catholic swinging the bat, and it may be just a thing of adjusting pitch placement, but I'm sure it's something that Coach Messina and Coach Battistini are going to look at. Here's the 1-0 pitch. 2-0. Al Campbell tripled his first time up. The Burrs are on the board. We're in the top of the third. The pitch. Swing, and that's a hard. That's a line drive foul ball outside that may have just done some damage to a vehicle, which seems to be a problem here at McNichol Field. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swings right through that for strike two. Campbell definitely up there getting his hacks. 18-1. Here's the pitch. Swing, and he dropped third strike to throw down the Resnick by Knee for the out. Two outs. Brings up the catcher Mario Rodriguez, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Next on the schedule for the Saints is a date with Archbishop Carroll, I believe. Two outs to wind up the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. So from my vantage point, I think they'll just work with a little bit of pitch placement for Zolk. She's just missing on that outside corner. It's like he's taking something off that pitch. 2-1 now. 2-1, I should say, to Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Rodriguez swings. Nice play by the shortstop, DeFebo. Throws over to Resnick. Gets the out. Great play, diving up the middle into the hole to make the play and throw out Rodriguez. So the Saints quickly dispatch of West Catholic. Final score 18-1 after 2.5 innings. And it looks like the bus ride and the senior day festivities took longer than the game. As expected, it was all Saints all day. Zoom Zolk on the mound. Gave up a couple hard hit balls. West Catholic was able to get on the board with a deep drive to center field. But not much more there. All business like for the Saints. Saints coaching staff gets everybody into the game, gets all the seniors some playing time. And West Catholic takes it all in stride as they do the post-game handshake. So our final score after 2.5 innings. Newman Garetti Saints 18, West Catholic Burrs 1. We'll be back with some post-game interviews in a minute. All right, we're here post-game. Saints just dispatched of West Catholic. All business. 18-1, I believe the score was. I never seen a game. And I'm here with John Snyder, one of the seniors here on Senior Day. And I don't think I've ever seen a game where the entire roster was put into the game in the top of the second inning. But yet again, we're talking about the team that I call the Wrecking Crew. But I gave you that name. And hey, you sure as hell stuck up to that game today. So what did it feel like before the game on Senior Day, knowing that it's only going to be a couple more weeks that you're going to be wearing this Saints uniform?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I'm kind of sick about it that I'm losing all my boys, but still I know like I'll be with them even after that. And Zoom's going to North Carolina, even though we'll still be with them. And I know like all of us, even though we separated college, we'll still stay close. We'll be boys till the end. That's what about his family. That's
yeah, you're
family.
Going to Rutgers Camden?
Yeah.
You're going to play ball there?
Yeah.
You've been already in contact with the coach and everything?
Yeah.
So I'll be able to follow you around?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. So today, West Catholic, I mean, you got on an error on a hard hit ball to the shortstop. Kind of hard to get a gauge today. Was it hard to keep your head in the game?
No, I try to keep my head in the game no matter what, but yeah, it was kind of hard.
All right. So you're going to be you're saying to me today that you're going to be boys for life. Now, I'm going to be able to come back here like your pitching coach here, who I graduated with, Joe Messina, and your head coach, who I coached in Coach Spad. You're going to be able to come back like us, and we'll be together at one of these senior days 20 years from now.
Definitely.
Well, good to hear that. Well, good luck at Rutgers.
All right, thanks.
All right, you got it. All right, now, I'm here now as he's getting ragged by the head coach. I'm here now with the letterman of the year, another senior.
Athlete of the year.
Oh, I'm sorry, athlete of the year.
David Letterman.
David Letterman.
Shout out.
You're too young to know about the cartoon Letterman, but that's okay.
That's all right.
How was it for you today, senior day?
Oh, it was great because I got, you know, I got to play with all my boys. You know, I'm not a starter, so it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, you're not a starter, but when you get in the game in the top of the second, it's almost like being a starter.
Yeah,
so you
definitely
could just say they warmed up the field for you to get out there.
Yeah, definitely. Got my first hit.
So you're looking forward for the playoffs?
Oh, definitely. I just want this championship this year. It's my last year playing baseball, so hopefully we could do it.
You going to college anywhere?
I'm going to CCP Community College.
That's okay. That's better than doing nothing.
Definitely.
So it felt good to get in the game today?
Oh, definitely. It was awesome.
How was it leading up to today in school and everything?
It was just so hype all day. I couldn't focus on any of my schoolwork. I was just thinking about this game all day. Ready to play with my boys.
Well, I don't think your teachers want to hear that, but that's okay. That's fine.
I don't like any of my teachers. <anymore.
laughs> All right. Good game today. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
We're here on senior day with another senior after an impressive 18-1 dispatch of West Catholic. We're here with the big fellow Elijah Resnick. You do some pitching for this team, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at your, doing a little research for the game, I see that you seem to be the hard luck pitcher. When you pitch, the games are more closer than the others. Not by no fault of your own, it just seems that you draw the bad card. Would you rather pitch in a closer game, or would you rather pitch in an 18-0 game?
I'd much rather pitch in a closer game. There's just, everyone's more into it. 18-0 game, you're kind of, you know, everyone just, even trying to stay in the game, you kind of just, like, everyone relaxes. But when you're pitching in a close game, everyone's into it. Every pitch really means something.
Yeah, because I'm going to hammer your pitching coach about that, because I firmly believe, I think he does too, that it's harder to pitch in a game when you're up by a lot of runs than in a closer game, because you tend to lose concentration. So they tell me you came over from North Catholic. You glad you made the move here to Newman Garrity?
Yeah, I had scholarships to Prep and Bonner and schools like that, and I chose the school where I felt that we'd have the best shot at the championship, and here I am.
So did Coach Battesini talk to you, or any of the players talk to you?
I talked with Zoom before I made my choice, because we played together as freshmen and sophomores. So.
Now, is it a big commute for you to get down here to South Philly?
No, it's only about 20 minutes every day, and I drive, so it's not that bad.
Okay, so how was it for you coming out here on senior day? Was it a little emotional in the beginning?
Yeah, it's weird thinking that this is my last year in high school and moving on, and it's just weird.
You going to college?
Yeah, but I'm not sure where yet.
Okay. So. All right, but make sure you go to college, whether you go to CCP or somewhere else. Make sure you go. And playing here for the Saints, that looks good on your resume. So even if you go to a college with a team, you know, don't sell yourself short. Try to give it a shot. All right? Thanks all right. for coming on, Elijah.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with the team clown, as I'm told, Dave Kinney, another senior.
That's a lot of pressure for the rest of the interview now. I gotta live up to the title.
Well, I'm gonna keep your interview short, because I don't want you stealing my show. But getting back to the game, were you surprised to get in as early as you did?
No. I mean, we played them Monday, and that game was like 22-2. So, you know, I had a good idea coming in, and it's just nice to be out there with all my boys, you know, and all the time. Because no matter how far we go into the playoffs, we don't have that many home games left. So it's nice to play on this field that I played at most of my life again.
So it's good. I guess it feels good to be a contributor in a game, whether it be 22-2 or 18-1, as I think it was today.
Yeah.
So you basically all contributed, and being on senior day, it probably means a little bit more that you were able to contribute. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know, at the plate, I tried to keep the ball in the infield area, show off my speed on the base pass.
Were you the one that had that infield hit?
Yes, I had.
Do have that marked down.
Yep, I beat out the strikeout, and then I had an infield hit. And, you know.
Oh, here we go. You're getting warmed up now. I'm not going to stop you now.
I mean, I'm more of a defensive specialist, but You know, I figured, I said, here's my big chance to show my speed, and I did what I had to do out there.
That's the right answer. You read that off the board of things to say in an interview. You're practicing already.
Exactly. I take classes.
You going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to Temple next year.
To Temple? You could have went anywhere, but you're going to Temple?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
Enjoy everything.
We're here with Chris Miller, who I'm told is the nuts and bolts of the program, another senior here on Senior Day. And I'm told he's kind of every year he should be probably on West Catholic's roster because he probably gets more plate appearances than some of their bench players. How'd it feel today?
I felt really good going to the plate. Thought I was going to hit one out. I got hit with the pitch instead. So, you know,
well, if you can't hit one out, getting hit with the pitch is the next best thing,
yeah.
Right? Were you planning on stealing any bases out there? You looked a little runnerish.
Nah, not today. You know, I didn't feel good going to school today. I had a little stomach ache. So I didn't think I was going to be running the bases that well. I did good out there, though, I think.
But you knew if you didn't come to school, you weren't going to be able to be a part of today,
yeah,
right?
I wanted to get my annual at bat against West.
Right. How'd you do in your annual bat? You got hit with a pitch?
Yeah, I got
How'd
hit with a pitch.
How'd you do this year?
I struck out swinging. The year before that, I struck out looking.
So this year, you figured you just leaned into the pitch?
Yeah. Get on base this year.
You going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to college.
Where you going?
Widener.
Widener?
Yeah.
Good school. My sister went there.
Did she? Maybe I'll see her.
No, she's gone already. I wouldn't let you near her anyway, but that's okay. If you play for SPAD, you ain't getting near her. That's all right. All right, thanks. Good luck. All right, we're here with another senior four-year starter, Dom Reverso. Saved the season. When was that? Last year?
Two years ago?
Yeah. So you've been here almost as long as Coach SPAD.
Yep.
So how is it to be? How was it to be with him for 4 years?
4 years. I've been with him for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah. So he's been coaching me since I was 8 years old.
Since he was 8 years old.
Since I was 8 years old. Yes.
So basically, you just told him you're stuck with me until I graduate.
Yeah. It's my last year with him.
So how was it for you today coming out?
Good. I mean, to have everybody out watching us, you know, all our parents and stuff, all the little kids, they look up to us, so.
How's it feel in a high school? I mean, it's kind of odd. I've been around. I've umpired. I've been around a lot of high schools coaching. How does it feel to have 200 people come out to your high school game on a Wednesday afternoon?
It's the best feeling ever, just going out there, just performing in front of all of them, and just putting on a show for them. And I know they appreciate everything we do. You know.
Now, how did you do today?
Me, I got on an error, I pop up to center.
You played all year hurt?
Yeah, I have a twin labor in my hip.
Well, this is your chance to tell me how great you are in an interview that you played hurt all year for this team.
I'm not going to brag, but no,
you're
I
not
do.
Not going to brag, but right?
Yeah, but I do what I got to do. Fill my role in on the team.
Well, your coach speaks highly of you. I interviewed him before the game. He speaks highly of you. So, you going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to Newton University.
You going to play?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Wolfham.
Good, you should be fine there. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right.
Turtles.
All right, now we're with the, I guess, the crown prince of the Saints senior class here in Zoom Zolk. Those of you that follow me on my Facebook page, you see some of the goofy things that he writes. He probably failed spelling because I don't think he spelled two words right in a row all year, but that's neither here nor there. Enough of me ragging on him. Beside the fact that I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan and they're in the ACC, I guess now I'm going to have to kind of sort of root for North Carolina, being that you come from Newman Goretti and you play for SPAD. But with all that said and done, how was it today for you?
It was awesome. It was our senior day. There's nothing better than an 18-1 win. Giving up a home run for no reason.
Well, I'm going to talk to the pitching coach about you after you all leave in a kind of sort of serious way. But was this your first start?
Yeah.
On the mound? Yeah. What happened in the Wood game? Did you blow that save on purpose?
Yeah.
Just so you can come back and win the game in the eighth?
I figured I'd do that.
Yeah, I kind of figured that when I was doing a little research on this stuff. So you're another guy that came over from North Catholic?
Yeah.
How'd you end up here?
Luke Spad. He was my coach in the apartment. I called. He told me to
come over. How much did he pay you?
Free.
Free?
Yeah.
He didn't offer you a car or anything,
nah.
Did he? Because this is all being recorded now, so I just want to make sure that there was no violations.
Yeah, nothing else.
Of recruit violations. Are you glad you came over here?
Yeah.
Is it a far commute for you to get to school every day?
It's about a half hour.
About a half hour?
Yeah.
Where you live?
By Franklin's Mall, Archbishop Ryan.
You come all the way. So I'm sure Ryan's proud that you came here, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know any of the kids that play for Ryan?
Yeah, most of Ryan's team left from North when I played with them.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to the playoffs. I mean, you're the team leader. you know, it's a big feather in the school and the coaching staff's cap to get somebody into an ACC D1 program. There's a good possibility that down the line somewhere you might end up being drafted probably in a lower rounds at first. I mean, have you thought about all this stuff, or are you just sucking in this Saint stuff first?
No, I thought about it, but I'd rather be a Saint more than anything else right now.
So you probably got couple weeks left, so I guess your ultimate goal, I mean, I know what your coach is standing here, he's got to watch what you say, and you know, you're going to give me that take it one game at a time bullshit, but I mean, I guess your ultimate goal is you want to win the state championship, correct?
Yeah.
And you I'll get to you in a minute, Coach Bad. So overall, I mean, you're glad you came here today. I have to ask you about today. I talked to the coaches before the game, and I'm going to talk to them on a serious note when we're done here. But they wanted to get you some innings. They wanted to get you some pitches today, I guess, in competition, looking forward to the playoffs. I know you want to contribute any way you can. If it comes to the fact where you may have to be the second or the third pitcher, you know, would you have a problem with that?
No.
Were you comfortable out there today? Because from my vantage point here, it seemed like if this game would have went longer, you seemed to be getting a little stronger. It seemed like you were missing that. It looked like from here you were throwing something, kind of taking something off the ball, missing that pitch on the outside corner a little bit. Is that something you were working on, or just
I don't throw hard enough for fastballs a lot.
Okay. Was it a matter with the hit? The guys that did hit you, they hit you pretty hard. Was that a matter of pitch placement, or just you need some time to warm up?
Nah, they're just fastballs about high.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck at North Carolina. Their uniforms are much prettier than these. I know that. And I'll be rooting.